Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Hey. We are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Dalid Amid Beis, the two dots, Yoim Meid Taraf Be'egel Simen. So we're moving along in the Divrei Agada tucked away at the beginning of Meseches Avodah Zarah. Zok Tigmar Gufa, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "My dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim lasoysom?" So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm commanding you today to do the mitzvahs." Said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, two diyukim that we can make from this pasuk. Number one, hayoyim lasoysom v'loy lamachar lasoysom. While a person is in this world, olam hazeh, he has the ability to do mitzvahs. However, lemachar, tomorrow, when he is going to be in Olam Haba, it's going to be already too late. At that point, he won't be able to do mitzvahs. Additionally, hayoyim lasoysam, in this world, Olam Hazeh, the avoda is to do mitzvahs. However, v'lo yayoyim lital scharan, this world is not the place to receive reward. That is going to come lemachar. That's going to come in the next world. So, Olam Hazeh is the world of Asiya. Olam Haba is going to be the world of Schar. And just like you can't do in Olam Haba, so too one does not receive the reward for the mitzvahs that he does in this world. Now, the truth is, just to clarify two very obvious points. Number one, although Chazal say, hayoyim lasoysam, v'loy lemachar lasoysam, it doesn't mean that a person can accrue revenue in the next world. What it means is that a person can't physically do any maisim tovim in the next world. But if a person sets things in motion in this world that create an annuity for him, then even in the next world, he's going to be benefiting. So for example, if somebody leaves over a mishpacha, or if somebody leaves over a talmidim, or if somebody in any way has influence on other people who do good things, then their maisim are going to be a credit to him, even though he's no longer in this world. There's an idea that the Svarim talk about, that a person could be a hoylech bein ha'omdim, so that even if he's already no longer in this world, it doesn't necessarily mean that his ashiras is not growing. What Rabbi Shua ben Levi means when he says hayoyim lasoysam is that as it relates to doing mitzvahs, as it relates to setting things in motion, that's something that a person can only do in this world. That's not something a person will be able to do in the next world. Additionally, hayoyim lasoysam v'loy hayoyim litol scharan is true. Stating that, we say every morning in davening, elu dvarim she'adam oichel peiroseyim ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemes lo'olam haba. So it's true on some level, schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, but at the same time, there is also a concept of where a person could benefit somewhat from the mitzvahs that he does on this world. We talk a lot about that. A person learns Gemara, he gets Shmira, a person gives tzedakah, tzedakah tatzal mimavetz. So there's no question that there are mitzvahs that will give a person benefit even in this world. Stating that, high level, hayoyim lasoysam v'loy lemachar lasoysam, hayoyim lasoysam v'loy hayoyim litel schar. I'm Reb Shulman Levi. Reb Shulman Levi said another thing. Kol mitzvah she'yisrael lo'isam b'olam hazeh. Every mitzvah that a person does in olam hazeh, bo'is umi'idois oisam l'olam haba. The mitzvahs themselves are going to be made, and they're going to say that, yeah, that yid did us. He did this mitzvah. Shenemar. What's the makar to this? The pasuk says, "Yitnu edayem v'yitztaku yishmau v'yomru emes." This is a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel that the Gemara brought on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Yitnu edayem v'yitztaku elu Yisrael. That the mitzvahs themselves are going to be made, and they will bring righteousness to the Yidden. Yishmu v'yomru emes elu ovdei kechavim. When the ovdei kechavim are going to hear the mitzvahs saying edus about the Yidden that did them, they are going to say, "We agree." Gam Ani mitztaref lahanal, they're going to sign off in it, and they're going to say, yeah, we can testify as well that what the mitzvahs are saying is actually the truth. Now, when we mentioned this Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we said over that the Marsha says that although the literal reading of the Gemara seems to say that the mitzvahs themselves are going to say edos, as if the tefillin's going to walk into Beis Din, and the lulav and the dalet minim are going to walk into Beis Din, and the chanukah menorah is going to walk into Beis Din, and they themselves will say edos, the Marsha says it's not what it means. What it means is that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. Truth is, when a person does an aveira, he creates a malach as well. But The point, l'sugyosenu, is that when a person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah that he does creates a malach. That malach is a being. And it's the malach that has the capacity to communicate that is going to walk into the Beis Din Shel Naila, and it's the Malach that's going to say it. From Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Shulman Levi said a third thing. He said, "Kol mitzvos she Yisrael oisam ba'ilam hazeh ba'os v'torfos oisam la'ovdei keichavim la'ilam haba." Every mitzvah that a Yid does in Olam Hazeh will itself go and hit the Oved Koychavim in Olam Haba al Pneim on their face. So the mitzvah is going to take revenge against the Goyim in Olam Haba. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ushmartem va'asisem, ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'am. Now, Pashup Shad in this Pasuk is that when a Yid does Torah mitzvahs, it makes him look good le'enei ha'am. But Rabbi Shul ben Levi made a diuk. Neged ha'amim lo'enemar, it doesn't say that when the Yid does Torah mitzvahs, so he's going to look good neged ha'amim. In the eyes of the Amim. You know what it means, in the eyes? Literally between the eyes. You see from here that the mitzvahs themselves are going to go, and they are going to hit the Ovdei Kechavim in the next world. So the nekama in Olam Haba is going to come from the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is going to literally hit the Ovdei Kechavim in the next world. The Marsha on this Gemara makes the same comment that he made on that base. And that is, what does it mean the mitzvah is going to come and hit the Ovdei Kechavim? It's not the mitzvah, it's not the tzitzis, it's not the tefillin, it's the malach that's created al yidei the mitzvah that's going to come and going to hit the Ovdei Kechavim. This is the second time that we have this idea, both Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that when a person does a mitzvah, it creates a malach. The malach is made. The malach also comes and it hits the Ovdei Kechavim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said a fourth thing. He said, the reason the Yidden sinned by the Chet HaEgel was to serve as a maramakam, a pischoin peh for the Balei Tshuva. Shenemar, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Miyitein v'hoi levavam zeh lohem liyira oisi kol ayyamim v'goymer. And the end of the Pasuk is, L'man yitav lohem v'levneim lo'olam. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking at the time of Maimed Har Sinai. And he looks at the Yidden and he says that they're in such an incredible state right now. Miyitein halavai v'hoyu levavam zeh lohem liyira oisi kol ayyamim, that they would always be this way. And if they would, it would be amazing. L'man yitav lohem v'levneim lo'olam, I'd always be able to do good. So you see that at the time the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they were in such a state where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, halavai, this is the way they would always be. A minute later, what happens? Or 40 days later, what happens? They go and they worship the eagle. It makes no sense. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Muzin, that really the Yidden did not, on their own free will, worship the eagle. So, what happened? Loi asu Yisrael esa eagle elo litein pischoin pele bali tshuva. It was all so that the bal tshuva should have a pischoin pe. I think it's kedai to read Rashi, Dibra Mascho. Says Rashi, what does this mean? The Yidden at that time were Giboyrim, and they very much had dominance over the Yetzirah. And as a result, it made no sense. It was inappropriate for their Yetzirah all of a sudden to get the better of them. Elo, so why did it happen? Gzeiras Melech Oysa. It was a Gzeiras Melech. Lishloit Ba. For the Yetzirah to be shoylet on them. Because if there's going to be a choyte in some future generation who's going to say, "Loi ashuv, I don't want to do tshuva," because there's no way in the world my tshuva is going to be accepted. They will tell him, look at the Maisa Egel. Think about what they did. Their tshuva was accepted. So said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, an incredible memra. He said that really the Yidden al pi derech hateva would not have been able to worship the Egel. They were on a madrega of miyitein v'hoi levavam zeh lohem liyira oisei v'lishmar. And the only reason they did it was is because they were manipulated by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the purpose of it was this should serve as a chizik for Bali Tshuva, that if there's ever a person who sinned and he thinks I would do tshuva, but there's no way in the world that I could do tshuva, they mean someone else, they definitely don't mean me. Say ulamad, learn from the Yidden who worshipped the eagle. They did something so terrible, ostensibly, and afilu hachi, their tshuva was accepted. This is a limud, this is exhibit A for what it means, the koyach of tshuva. Now, just to hit the pause button for 1 second, the Gemara is going to elaborate on this point, but the daf started with four members of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right? Just to recap them. The first one was Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim La'asoysam. Hayom la'asoysam v'loy l'macher la'asoysam. Hayom la'asoysam v'loy hayom litin tzcharen. The second member was, all mitzvahs that he did and does in Olam Hazeh are going to be made for Olam Haba. The Marsha says it means the Malach. The third member was that any mitzvah that he did does in Olam Hazeh, the mitzvah is going to hit the Ivdei Kechavim in Olam Haba. Again, the Marsha says it means the Malach. And finally, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Lo'yasi Yisrael es ha'egel, elo litoin pischoin pe'ele ba'le tshuva, because mitzad atzman, really, they had no sheiches to doing such a terrible aver. The daf began with a simen. Yoim meyed tarap be'egel simen. What's the simen? Now that we learned the Gemara, we know what the simon was. These are the four members of Rabbi Shulman Levi. The first one is Yoim, Hayoim La'asoysam, and Loi Hayoim Litel Scharan. Second one is Meid, the mitzvahs will be Meid. Third one is Taraf, the mitzvahs are going to hit the chevra in the nose. And the last one was Be'egel, that the reason the Yidden did the Egel was Litein Pischa in Pele Bali Tshuva. We have to learn every word in the Gemara, even the simon. We know that in our Chabura, says the Gemara Vayiter, that as it relates to the fourth member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and that is Loi Asu Yisrael Es Ha'egel Elo Litein Pischa in Pele Bali Tshuva. This is something that has a Friya Digim Akar. In fact, it traces itself all the way back to the great Tana Reb Shim Bar Yechai. V'haynu Dom Reb Yechai Mishum Reb Shim Bar Yechai. Loi David Roi Loi Say Maisa. V'lo Yisrael Ru'i Loi Say Maisa. David HaMelech had no sheiches really to doing the Aver with Pacheva. And Klai Yisrael had no sheiches to doing the Aver with the Chegel. Loi David Roi Loi Say Maisa. That's it. Because David HaMelech himself said, V'libi Chol B'Kirbi. What did that mean? He had destroyed his Yetzahara. So David HaMelech destroyed the Yetzahara and then he goes and does an Aver with Pacheva. Makes no sense. V'lo Yisrael Ru'i Loi Say Maisa. And Klai Yisrael also really had no sheiches to doing the chet egel, the chsiv. The pasuk there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi quoted, "Mi yitein v'hoy levavam zeh lehem liyir oisa kol hayom el olam asu." So why did David HaMelech do his avera, and why did Klai Yisrael do their avera? Loimar locha, it was all manipulated from above to teach us. Shem chata yachid. If a yachid is ever going to do an avera, oimrim loik, we tell him klach eitzel yachid. Meaning, you think that your avera is so terrible, there's no way your tshuva will be accepted. Look at David Malka Meshicha. Look at what he did with Bathsheba, and still he goes down as one of the Shpizin Melech HaMashiach, literally. So you think your tshuva won't be accepted from Chatu Tzibur? And what if a Tzibur is going to do an Aveira? Tzibur is different than Yachid. Oymim Lohem will tell the Tzibur, L'chu Eitzel Tzibur, take a look at the Tzibur, look at Klai Yisrael. They did the Chet Egel, Aluva Kalo Shezinza B'teichu Pasach, as I'll say. The gravity of that Aveira was mind-boggling. And Afilu Hachi, their tshuva was accepted. So David HaMelech's Maisa with Bathsheba was manipulated, as was the Yidden's Maisa with the Chet Egel, and it's all to teach us a lesson in truth. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, Betzricha, that it was necessary for Shamayim to manipulate David HaMelech and Klai Yisrael. Meaning, why can't we just have one lesson for Tshuva? Let it be David, let it be Klai Yisrael by the Chet Egel. Why do we need two? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Iyash, meaning Yachid, had we only had the Maisa with David HaMelech, he was a Yachid. So I would have thought, Meshum Doleim Afarsim Chet, because a Yachid's Chet is not so meforsim. Rashi says, as a result, there's no major chilul Hashem. So I would have thought maybe there the tshuva is accepted. But as it relates to a tzibur, abel tzibur de mefarsim chatoi emaloi. Maybe there it's different. Yes, meaning tzibur had only the tzibur. I would have thought mishum de nefish rachmayo, because a tzibur is different. Maybe Hashem is partial to the tzibur. Abel yachid, an individual that doesn't aveiro, the loy alima schusei, he's only one person. How many schusim could he already have? Emaloi, maybe not tzricho. That's why we need both of these members. But either way, the Gemara said that Reb Shua ben Levi's fourth member, which was Be'egel in the Simen, right? Lo Yasi Yisrael Se'egel Elo Litin Pischa Pele Bali Tshuva is Mefurish or Reb Shimon Bar Yechai. Says the Gemara that there's another Amoira who said something related to this. V'hainu Reb Shimon Bar Nechmeni Amar Reb Yoinis. The Amar Reb Shimon Bar Nechmeni Amar Reb Yoinis. And my Dechse, what's Pshan in the Pasuk that says Nu'um David Ben Yishai U'nu'um HaGever Hukam Ol. So David HaMelech is referred to someone that was hukam al. What does that mean? Nu'um David ben Yishai sheheikim ulachel tshuva. That David HaMelech is someone that established the ul of tshuva. The word ul, the Rishonim say, is miloshen toyeles. The toyeles of tshuva is something that was established ayidei David HaMelech. What does it mean that the koyach of tshuva, the toyeles of tshuva was established by David? Because in and this is matim with what Rishon Bayechai said, that really David HaMelech wasn't Roy Lo'isim. I said the only reason David HaMelech did what he did, it was manipulated from above. So really, if you do the recap of this last Gemara, we have two memories regarding the Chet HaEgel, and we have two memories regarding David HaMelech. Rabbi Shua ben Levi started us off. He said, and the Gemara said, but as relates to the Lo Yisrael ruin Lo Yisrael, that's the connection to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shbi are both saying that Klai Yisrael be'etzim were not ruin Lo Yisrael, and as it relates to David HaMelech, we have Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbi Shimon Bayechai that said David HaMelech wasn't really Lois and Maisa, and then we have this last Vahinu Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini Om Rabbi Yochanan's son who went ahead and he said the same thing. So the truth is that, you know, whenever you talk about David and Batsheva and this whole Indian, it's a little bit tricky, right? Because on the one hand, in Sefer Tehillim, you find that David HaMelech is doing tshuva, and he's very, very broken because of the chet. But then again, we have the Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says Kol Ha'im David Chata Inei Alataya. So, on the one hand, you want to say, look, David and Batsheva, so it's possible for a person to do an Aveira, it doesn't necessarily mean that he can't be great. But then again, we have the Gemara in Shabbos that everybody knows. But really, you have here Mamash Mefurash Gemara that the Gemara says you're supposed to learn from David and Batsheva. In fact, the whole reason it happened was so if somebody ever came over to you and he confided in you and he said, Rachmano Letzlan is a balavera, you know you're supposed to do? Tell him, look at the story of David and Melech. David Malkam Mashiach didn't have it. Now he did tshuva. Obviously, you have to do tshuva. Merednish on tshuva. But this story is always tricky, but it's even trickier because there seem to be conflicting mashmoyos in Chazal. In fact, there's even another Gemara, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that a person doesn't realize sometimes how much Siyata Deshmaya he has. Right, Shaul HaMelech did one Aveira, and because of that he lost the Melucha, says the Gemara. David HaMelech did two Aveiros, and he didn't lose the Melucha. And what were the two Aveiros? One of them was the Ma'is of Batsheva, and the Shagisarye. In Gvura Sarian, that Gemara says, what's going on over here? I thought David HaMelech didn't do an Aveira. I thought Kol Ha'imer David Chata Eini Alataya. And I thought that David HaMelech really wasn't right, Lo Yisei Maisa. And from the Shagasari, it's mashma that he learned up that Gemara. Rav Huna is the Amira in that Gemara. The Rav Huna seems to be of the opinion that, no, David HaMelech taketed an Aveira. In other words, you have the Gemara in Yuma Chav Beis, which seems to suggest that David HaMelech, on some level, is guilty of the Aveira. You have the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Kol Ha'imer David Chata Eini Alataya. By the way, it's based on the fact that Uriah gave his wife a get, v'chulu, v'chulu, and then you have this Gemara that David HaMelech technically did an Aveira, but he's not achroi for the Aveira, because really, David HaMelech wasn't royal Oisei Maisa, and this whole story was manipulated. So again, as it relates to David and Batsheva, it's something that we know is a complicated Indian, but even in the Gemara Alain, there seem to be at least three different opinions. David HaMelech did two Aveiras, and Afilu Hachi was saved. Oh, you see from here the Siyat Lishmai that a person has, Shagasari is Dik, it would seem to suggest that David HaMelech on some level is guilty of the Maisa Batsheva. Then we have Kol Ha'imer David Chati and Alatay. Now it's all one big mistake. You have to know how to learn the Parsha. And here you have, no, Enochanami. It's not a Toya. David HaMelech did it, but he's not guilty. Because really, like how you David either way, we're going to go back. That says the Gemara. Another thing that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name Rabbi Yonasan. If somebody does a mitzvah in Olam Hazeh, even one mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to walk in front of him and it's going to lead him to his Olam Habash. Remember, the pasuk says, "V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha." So it's really the beginning of the pasuk. Your tzedakah, your mitzvahs that you do, even one mitzvah is going to lead you to your olam haba. And if somebody does one avera, that one avera is going to wrap him. It's literally going to tangle him, and it's going to take him to his Yom HaDin. Shnema, the pasuk says, Yilafsu Archais Darkum V'Goyim. That pasuk is talking about the Risham that end up in Olam Haba, and you see that the Averos are Yilafsu. They're going to wrap him, and they're going to bring him to Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazo said, Kshur B'Kikalf. If a person does an Avera, that Avera is going to be attached to him like a dog is attached to its master. Shnema, the pasuk says, regarding Yosef HaTzadik with H.S. Potifar, V'Leishama Eileh, Yosef didn't listen to her, Lishkav Etzla Liyos Imos. What's that double lashon? Lishkav Etzla Liyos Imos seems redundant. Lishkav Etzla Baylam Hazeh, because Yosef Asak didn't want to be with her in Olam Hazeh. Liyos Imos Baylam Haba, he also didn't want to have to be with her in Olam Haba, and he understood that if he would be guilty of this Avera, she would then be Kshura by Kekelev. And that's a makar to this idea that a person does an Avera, the Avera becomes part and parcel of the person. Now, of course, there's something called Teshuva, but an Avera is literally Kshura by Kekelev. Yosef HaTzadik tapped into that. So it was V'loy Shama Eileh, not only Lishkav Etzel Ba'olam Hazeh, but also Liyos Ima Ba'olam Haba. Now, why are we talking about this now? So again, every time you learn a Gadat the Gemara, it's always fun and a challenge to try to follow the paper trail, right? But why did we just mention this Memra? So I think Pashup Shad is because it's Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, which was the last Gemara. V'ayinu de Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan. May dechsiv n'um David ben Yisha den Hagever Hukamal. David HaMelech was Heikim Ulu Shal Tshuva. Oh, it's Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan. This is also Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan. But I think it's still a little Eino Yomer Ela Darsheni because really, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, said a lot of things. So if that's the case, why are we punked mentioning this right here? If you look at the Marsha says, what does it mean? The mitzvah is going to lead a person into Olam Haba? Says the Marsha, in today's daf. It's not the mitzvah. It's the malach that's created al yidei the mitzvah. And that malach is going to lead the person. By the way, the Marsha makes a beautiful diak. It says, if someone does a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is mikadmasoi vahilechas lefan of Olam Haba. It's going to show the person the way. If a person doesn't have vera, milafaftoi umelichtoi liyoy madin. It's going to wrap him and it's going to take him to Yom Adin. By the mitzvah, it just says the mitzvah is going to lead him. By the Avera, it's going to literally strangle him and schlep him by the lapels, right? Why the difference? Says Mashal, it's Pashat. Because the tzaddik who did a mitzvah, who's going to get rewarded, he wants to go to Olam Haba. So he's going to ask directions. The malach's going to say, Yasha, 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 Taseh Yamina, boom, and you're going to be there. You're not going to need more than that. Aber the Rosh who's going to his Gehenna, he's not interested in going to Gehenna. He said, I'm not going. See, it's going to be a milafafta. It's going to have to force in it. But says the Marsha, who's doing the leading? Who's doing the forcing? It's not the mitzvah. It's the malach that's created al yedei the mitzvah. So really, this Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, has a shaychus to the last memra of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rav Yonasan is the same amayra. But also, it's also related to the memories that we started the daf with, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. And this is really the third time where you find this idea. A person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. A person does an avera, also creates a malach. But let's focus on the positive. A person does a mitzvah, it creates a malach. That malach will be made for him. That malach is going to whack the Oiv Dekechav him in the face. That malach is going to literally be his guide. It's going to lead him into Olam Haba. So a person leaves this world and it feels like it might be very lonely on the other side. It's not so lonely. There's malachim, there's an entourage of angels that are leading the person, hopefully, to get the platzer, but the point is, every mitzvah creates a malach. This is definitely one of the themes here of today's daf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish said, Boyu v'nachzik toiv al aviseinu. And this Gemara in the world of classics is a classic with a hey ayudia. Rish Lakish said, we have to be makir toiv to unzer zaydis. Which zaydis? The zaydis that worship the eagle. Wow. Shemolehin lechatu, because we're not for the fact that they worship the eagle. Anu lebanu la'ilam. We wouldn't be around today. The only reason we're here today is because our Zaydis worship the eagle. So we all know the story of the eagle. Usually, most days of the week, it's a bad thing. In today's daf, Shlokhi sees a silver lining. He says, I think we have to be makir toiv to the Zaydis that worship the eagle, because were it not for them, we wouldn't be here today. Now, Pashup Shat, the way the Gemara understands it, Rashi speaks it out right here, is that had the Yidden not worshipped the eagle, they would not have procreated. So literally, we wouldn't have been here today. The only reason we're here is because there's an Indian, a Puruvu. There's only Puruvu because of the Chet Egel. Had there been no Egel, there would have been no Puruvu. Now, we know there was a Puruvu from the beginning of time. Hashem told it to Adam and Chava, Hashem told it to Noach. What Rish Lakish seems to be saying is that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, it changed. And they got into a matziv where they weren't any more shayach to procreating. Because of the Chet HaEgel, that was undone. Hence, we have to be machzik toif to avoseinu for sinning, because were it not for that, there would have been no puravu as a result of Kabbalah Sateira, and we wouldn't have been here today. Now, what's the makar to the Shenemas? Rish Lakish said, it's a pasuk. Ani amarti elikim atem ubnei elyon kolchem. And this is referring to when the Yidden were makabel the Torah. So Hashem said, I said elikim atem. You're like malachim. Ubnei elyon kolchem. Not vos. What happened? Chibaltam aseichem. You sin. And it's for that reason we know this pasuk as well. Achen ka'adam tomusu. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to die, you're going to become mortals. But when Yidden Makabel HaTorah, the Eibishter said, Elikim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kolchem, that means there would have been no Puruvu. Nor was they sinned, Achen Kadam Tamus, and therefore we have to be Machzik. Says the Gemara, the Meimah, the Leichatul Lehavi Mol, did you mean to say that were it not for the fact that the Yidden sinned, they wouldn't have had any children. That's certainly what Rish Lakish seems to be saying. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, V'atim Pruruvu. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. What about Pruruvu? Says the Gemara, Ad Sinai. What does it say, Pruruvu, in the Torah? It says it in Parashas Bereishis. It says it in Parashas Leach. Okay, so up until Sinai, there was Takin in Yidden Pruruvu, but from Sinai forward, not. But the Gemara says, B'Sinai Namik, even by Sinai, the pasuk says, Lech Amar Lehem Shuvu Lechem Lo Yalechem. Right, what's the first thing Moshe tells the Yidden after Har Sinai? Shuvu lachem lo oyalechem. Go to your tents. And it means tashmish, right? See, clearly there would have been procreation. Where it says, no, the simchas oina. It would have been oina. Who said it would have been peruvu? But the Gemara says, v'ksiv, this is another pasuk that says, l'man yitev lohem v'livneim. So this is the pasuk that we mentioned earlier. L'man miyitev v'hoi levavam zeh lehem liyir oisiv v'lishma es komitz v'yisek kol ayam l'man yitev lohem v'livneim lo'ilam. See, clearly Hashem says, I hope they'll be this way forever, the Yidden, because I want to be able to do good for them v'livneim. See, they're going to have children. So clearly this is going to be peruvu. The Gemara says, no, lo'isim malar sinai. It means the children that they had already. Who said this is going to be new children? But the Gemara says it can't be. I'll tell you what. Rish Lakish himself said, "Ma'idik." What's behind the pasuk that says "Zeh Sefer told us Adam"? Where does it say this? In Parashas Bereishis. The Sefer Ha'olay Adam Arishin. So Rish Lakish was bothered. Did Adam Arishin have a Sefer? Yeah. Malami Charlei Kadosh Baruch Adam Arishin Dardar V'Darshav Dardar V'Chachomet Dardar U'Parnasasav. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishin all the future generations. He showed them every dar. Even our dar. He showed him every single dar. And now that he showed him the dar, he showed him the bali darshanim of the dar, he showed him the chachamim of the dar, he showed him all the parnosim, the people that give stock of the dar. Kivit shenkilu darsh Rabbi Akiva. When Adam Rishon came to the dar, Rabbi Akiva samach b'teirasa, he was very besimcha with the Torah, Rabbi Akiva, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was impressed by Rabbi Akiva. Adam Rishon was impressed by Rabbi Akiva. You can imagine Rabbi Akiva was. But he got very sad when he saw the way the story of Rabbi Akiva was going to end. The Romans torturing him to death. Omar, he said, which in English means your ways are way above my pay grade. Adam Rishon talking. He says, I can't understand how it's possible as it relates to Rabbi Akiva. But either way, what do you see from here? Hashem showed Adam Rishon all the future Dairis. He showed him Dairis or Rabbi Akiva. So if he showed him Dairis Rabbi Akiva, that means it was already predestined that there would be a Rabbi Akiva. I thought, Umalu Leichatu Yisrael, Anu Leibanu Leilam. You see, clearly not that way. And by the way, it's Rish Lakish talking. So how could the same Rish Lakish say, Zeh Sefer told us Adam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishan all the future Dairis, if really there weren't supposed to be future Dairis? There was supposed to be a Dair of Kabal Satayra. And then it would be over. Norvas, they sinned. But the sin, l'chayr, is not something that should have been eingebacked into the Sefer told us Adam Arishon. So how could Rish Lakish say that there would have been no Puruvu? You see, he himself said that in this the Sefer of told us Adam Arishon, all the future Dairis were there. Another kasha, the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yois, this is the second kasha. Ain't Bein David Bach, Ichon Neshama Shebegov, Mashiach can't come until all the Neshamas of Guf are going to enter this world. So what does it mean, the Neshamas of Guf? And we know what a guf is, but what does guf mean in this context? Im bein David ba'at sheichon neshama shebeguf. So Rashi says that what this means is oitzer yesh. There's an oitzer somewhere in heaven. Ushmoy guf, and it's called guf. Umi bereshis noitzru kol haneshama yisro asido yisla'ile. All the neshamas that were going to be born were created in the beginning of time. V'nas and l'sham, they should put it there. And until all those neshamas come out of this oitzer called guf, Mashiach can't come. Shenema, how do I know this? Rabbi Yossi said from the following pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, I'm not going to be angry for us. Hashem's angry, Ki'ilu, on the world now, right? Because the Gula is not here. It's the Ruach that's in front of me, that's still in Guf, Yatoif, Rashi says, Miloshin delay. That's delaying the Geula from coming. Uneshamis ani yosisi, and it's the neshamis that I made that need to come to this world first in order for the Geula to come. But what do you see from here? Aim pain David by Achiyichlu neshamis shebegov, that all these neshamis have to come into this world. Sakurish Lakir say that we're not for the Chet Egel, you wouldn't have had all these neshamis. Well, if you wouldn't have had all these neshamis, then there wouldn't have been a Geula, and the Tachlis is Tikkun Olam, which involves Ben David, which involves Geula. So the Gemara says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Shlok, you said we have to be makir toiv to the Zaydis that worship the eagle, because were it not for them, we wouldn't have been born. Two rayas, not the way. One from Rish Lakish himself, Zeh Sefer told us Adam, and number two from Rabbi Yossi's memory, Ein Bein David Ba'at, Shiyichnu Rishon Meshabegov. So the Gemara says, you have to tweak what Rish Lakish meant. Rish Lakish didn't mean what we thought he meant. He didn't mean that we're not for the Chet Egel, then there would not have been future generations, and we would not have been. We'd be here today regardless. Elokim mishloi bono loylam. We'd be insignificant. And the reason is, says Rashi, because if the Yidden would not have sinned by the Chet Egel, there'd be no Misa. That means our Zaydas wouldn't have died. And if there'd be no Misa, then all the Friya Digadiris would have been here, and if that's the case, nobody would be paying much attention to us, right? If the Kadmoinim were here, then, you know, nobody would look at us. The only reason, you know, we have anything is because, you know, Yiftach B'dayroi, Kishmul B'dayroi. But if you had the Rebbe's from, if Rabbi Kveger's giving share, and, right, you have the Rajba's telling you Pshat and the Rajba, then we're all out of business. So, said Reish Lakish, what it means is not we wouldn't have literally been in the world, but it would have been Kimi, it would have been a Ki'ilu. It would have been Ki'ilu, we wouldn't have been here. In other words, not there wouldn't have been procreation, there wouldn't have been Misa, says the Gemara. You mean to say that we're not for the Chet HaEgel, there would have been no Misa? Again, there was Misa, we know, from the beginning of time, right? But that came to an end when it came to an end by Maimed Har Sinai, and then because of the Chet HaEgel, Misa came back again. But you mean to say that had the Yidden not sinned, there wouldn't have been Misa, except the Pasuk says, Parshas Yevomis, U Parshas Nachlis, right? Yevomis Toichiach. These are parashas in the Torah that was given at Har Sinai that clearly involved death. So the Gemara says Al Tanai. Could be those parashas were given Al Tanai, meaning they were given in the event of that there'll be a terrible sin that will cause the Yidden to lose their Madrega. But Enochinami, had the Yidden not sinned, then those mitzvahs would have not really been applicable. But the Gemara says, Umiksivi Kroy Al Tanai. Could it be that the Torah, Psukim Al Tanai? The Gemara says, why not? In. Yeah, of course. Talkim Rab Shim Ben Lakish. You know, Rish Lakish. Again, this is all Rish Lakish. You know, Rish Shlokish himself said, "My, this was trying the pasuk that says Vayer Vayevoyker Yoim Hashishi." And if this Gemara sounds familiar, it's not just because it's famous, because we had it 2 days ago on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, right? It should have said Vayhi Erev Vayevoyker Yoim Shishi. Why is it Hashishi? Malamid Chesan Kadosh Baruch Ma'aseh Bereishis. You see from it that when a Kadosh Baruch created the world, he made it tonight with Ma'aseh Bereishis. For Amar, and he said, "Im Mekabel Yisrael Sater Mutav." If the Yidden are going to be Mekabel the Torah, good. The Imlav Achser Eschem L'Soyev Avayu. And Hashishi is referring to Vav Sivan, right? But the point is that you see from here that the whole world was created ala tanai, which means the whole Kiyam HaTorah is really ala tanai. So you have a problem with Parshas Yevomis and Parshas Nachlois being ala tanai? If the whole Briyas HaOlam u'bechlol in the Torah, or the observance of the Torah, was ala tanai, then how could it be shver that you'll have two mitzvahs in the Torah that are ala tanai? Bottom line, says the Gemara, you know Reish Lakish really meant. Reish Lakish, when he said, "Boyu v'nachzik toiv alav yiseinu sholmali hem lechato anu lebo l'olam," it didn't mean literally anu lebo l'olam, but he meant to say was, ki ilu anu lebo l'olam. We would have came into existence, but there would have been no Misa, we would have been insignificant, and as a result, it would be nechshav, as if we're not really here. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Meisvei, from a Mufurish Abraisa. The Pasuk says, and this is the third time we have this Pasuk, Mi yitein v'hoyu levavam zeh, lohem liyira oisi, v'lishmer es kol mitzvoyisai, kol ayom, v'mayita v'lem v'lem loyim. Right, this is again the Pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch was so proud of the Yidden at the time of the Torah. And Hashem says, wow, if they'd always be this way, what's the end of the pasuk? L'man yitav l'hem v'l'vneim lo'ilam. I'll always do good for them. So the question is, what is that good? That's what the Brice is coming to address. L'vat malchum avsi efshir. Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. I can't be mevat the malchum avsi. I'd love to do that. But that's not an option. And the reason is, shekvar nigzer gzeira. Because there's already a gzeira. From the time that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a gzeira vel ofer toshuv. So that's no longer an option. Holei kibi yisrael asat toira elo. You know what the toiv was? K'dei shalei te'uma v'loshin shalat tespem. The toiv is that the Umma Yisraelim would have no shlita on them. And that's the end of the pasuk. What do you see from here? That when you're doing Mekabel HaTorah, Hashem says, I'd love to do some amazing good. But at the same time, I'm limited. I would love to say no more Malacham Aves. See, when you're doing Mekabel HaTorah, the Malacham Aves was still in business. Right? This idea of there no longer being death at that time, and it's only because of the Chet HaEgel that all of a sudden death came back into the world, and that's why Reish Lakish almost sarcastically says, let's be Makir Toiv to the Zaydis for worshipping the Egel, because if not for them, we'd be completely insignificant. It's a Mefurish Rabbi said not that way. Then when you're the Makabal Torah, they said, I want to be a Laman Yetiv, but I can't do it on that level, so what I'm going to do is I'll make it that no Umav Elash won't be Shailit. Zavim Mefurish Rabbi said not like Reish Lakish. I'm thinking, well, who'd I'm a Kaitan? It's true, this Bryce is not like Reish Lakish, but we have another braisa, and that other braisa is mefurish what Rish Lakish at the time. Remember the braisa? Rabbi Yosef, said like Kibi Yisrael Satayra Ella Kiddush Lehi Malach Hamavish Shailotam. The Yidden were mekabel the Torah, so the Malach Hamavish should not have any shlita. Meaning, when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, Enochinami, there was going to be no shlita in the Malach Hamavish. Incidentally, just the lashon of the Gemara, like Kiblu Yisrael as Satayra Ella Kiddush Lehi Hey Malach Hamavish Shailotam. Sounds like that's the reason the Yidden were mekabel the Torah. The whole Nasa of Nishma was for this reason, it almost sounds like. Even the previous price, huh? Like, Kiblu Yisrael Esatayra Elu Kidoi Shaloite Uma V'loshen Shalatisman. Interesting diktok. But the bottom line is, that's Mefurish. In this price, it's Rabbi Yossi talking, Sheni Muka Imai, and he said clearly that when the Yidu and Makabal the Torah, really Misa was supposed to exist. And he backed it up with a Pasuk, Shenemar, and this is really the Pasuk Rish Lakish brought, and this is going to bring it more to light. Ani Amarti Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. I said, Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. What happened? Kibalt maseichem, you sin, and as a result, achen ka'adam tumusun, now you are going to have to die. So again, first we thought Rish Lakish's memra that we should be makir toiv to our zedas for worshiping the ego was because if not for them, there would have been no puravu. We proved there would have been puravu. Dairus were going to be a regardless. Ein bein David ba'at sheichon neshama shabagof. Hashem showed Adam Arishin the sefer of Toldos Adam, and he showed him even Dairus Rabbi Akiva. So clearly future generations were going to come into being. After further review, what did Rish Lakish mean? Not that future generations were not going to come into existence, but the previous generations were not going to die. So not, if not for the Chet HaEgel, there would have been no Puravu. If not for the Chet HaEgel, there would be no Misa. If there would have been no Misa, we'd be here, but it'd be Ki'ilu, we're not here. And that's what Rish Lakish meant. And by the way, what was Rish Lakish's Pasuk? Ani amarti alikim atav ne'elin kochim, achen ka'adam tumusin. This Pasuk is Mameduyek, according to the newfound understanding of what Rish Lakish meant. Really, you were supposed to be Elikim Atem. You were supposed to be Bnei Elyon Kolchem. What did that mean? No death. But Chibaltem Aseichem, you sinned, and therefore Achen Ka'adam Tamusan. Another thing we saw is that really this halach of Rish Lakish is b'machloikish nuya. It's really a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Stam. Right, so Rish Lakish is going a little bit to Rabbi Yossi. But now the Gemara is going to work out just a few diktukim, some technical details as it relates to these two brises. Again, in these two brises, you have a machloikis. When the Yidu were mekabel the Torah, did that mean the end of the Malach Hamavis, or did it not mean the end of the Malach Hamavis? Faith Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Nami, Haksiv L'mayitav L'hem V'livneim Ad Oilam. So what's the kasha? The pasuk says that Miyitein V'hoi L'vavim Zeh L'hem L'yir Oysif L'shmas Komet Tzvayis Kol Yomim. Halavai the Yidu will remain this way forever, so that I'll always be able to do good. So the Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Yossi, who said that had the Yidden stayed this way, there would have been no death. It doesn't sound that way from the pasuk. Why not? Because from the pasuk, it sounds like Toiva Hu Dahavya, the Yidden would have gotten good Abaham Misa Ika. There would have been death. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yossi, Amalek, Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you, keep it like a Misa in the Chatoiva Gedolim Azum. No, that is what the Toiva of the pasuk means. The Toiva is not. It's a good, but there would have been death. No, this is the greatest Toiva in the world, and that's the manitav that the pasuk is referring to. Now the Gemara asks Kasha the Tanakama. The Tanakama nami yoksiv achen ka'adam tumusan. Oh, great Kasha. I mean, isn't the pasuk very compelling? Rish Lakish brought the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi brought the pasuk. Achen ka'adam tumusan only because of the avera. It sounds like we're not in avera. There would have been no death. So the Gemara says, my Misa anil. What it means is not there would have been no death. What it means is there wouldn't have been anios. There are four people that are alive, but they're chashuv kemes. Elohein, ani, suma, umetzayra, misha ein laban. Ani, an arman is considered a mesach. The pasuk says, ki mesach kol anashem. Now this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who killed a mitzri. He was a fugitive. And then Hashem tells him, you can come back, because the people that want to kill you are already dead. Now, umaninu, who are the people that wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu was dasan v'aviram. Umi mesu? Did they die? Mahava have her, right? They're going to live to tell the tale. They're going to be around for a while. Eli, you have to say, Shayardim and Chsem, they lost their influence. And as a result, it was considered if they died. So you see, an Ani is Chashav Kemes. Suma, how do you know Suma is Chashav Kemes? The Pasuk says, B'machshakim hoshivani, I'm sitting in darkness, meaning this person doesn't have his eyesight. And Kemesay Oilam, he's like the Mesa, Mitzayr, how do you know Mitzayr? The Chsem, I'll not see he Kemes. Right? Don't be like a Mace, referring to Miriam and Mitzayr. Umisha in Leibonim, the Chsem, Hava Libonim, the Im Ayin, Rachel talking, Mesa Anoichi, I'm going to be considered a Mace. But the point is, Achen Ka'adam Tumusun doesn't mean, oh, there was going to be no death, now there is death in the literal sense. Malach HaMavis didn't lose his job when the Yidden said Nasa Venishma. What it means is that the Yidden were not going to have Anius, now all of a sudden they had Anius. Now, Tosfos, Dibra Maschel Elosh Yodim and Chseim asks that if there's really Arba that Achshuv Kemes, how did the Gemara know that the one that was at play here, when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, and then afterwards when they worshipped the Egel, was Anios. Maybe it's one of the other three. So Tais works it out. But the truth is, just the Lashon HaGemara is very geshmak. Because what did that first Brisa say? Levatam em malacham obzi yesh, shishkvan yigzir gzeira. But like, kiv Yisrael as HaTorah, elo kidei shaloi tei umav Lashon shaletas behem. Had the Yidden remained on the Madrega that they were at when they were mekabel the Torah, then no umav Lashon would have had shlita over the Yidden. Meaning, there would have been no goyim taking away our money, our nechasim. That's what it means, that there wouldn't have been any anios. Either way, this concludes this part of the daf. We're going to get back to it. Be'ez Hashem and the Reitan Rabban, a little more gemar. Im b'chu kaysay teilecho. We know this pasuk. Ein im elo lashon tachnunim. What does the word im mean? It's a lashon of tachnunim. Tachnunim. The Eibishter is saying, halavai. Right? Ah. Halavai im b'chu kaysay teilecho. You know why? So that I could do what comes next. And I could give you all the brachas. Says the Gemara, there's a precedent for Hashem talking this way. It says, Lu ami shoymei ali v'goymer kemat oyvei machnia. V'oymer, the pasuk says, Lu hikshavto l'mitzvoysoy v'yehi kenosh loymecha v'goymer v'yikha chol zarech v'tzatzoy meyach v'goymer. Lu means halavai. So you have two other places in Nach where the Eibishter says, halavai, the Yidden will do good because I just want to do good with them. That's this idea of imbechu kosei telech. Now, why are we mentioning this here? Again, follow the paper trail. Why are we mentioning this here? Because this pasuk that we mentioned so many times in the daf, it's the same exact idea. Right? I wish I could be this way for the Yidden forever. That's this Indian. In b'chukaisai teilechu, loshin tachnunim, lu amishayu me'ali, lu ikshavtin l'mitzvayis, tanu rabbanon, mi'itein v'hoi levavim zalohem. Again, this pasuk. Amal amishayu l'yisrael, mishayu b'ena tol, klai yisrael, kfuyei toiva b'nei kfuyei toiva. You're kfuyei toiva. You're the sons of kfuyei toiva. Where do you see that you're not kfuyei toiva? Two makairas, mishayu b'ena is going to bring. Number one. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yidden, he said, halavai, you'll be this way forever. You know, you should have said, tein ata. Give us the ability. You should have said, hey, you know what? I'm asking. But it's hard. It's a shverer welt. It's not easy. So, Adarabba, help us. From the fact that you didn't say that, says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a raya, you're a kafutai. Frey Toitzvus. Where do you see kfuye teufel? Why is that a raya, you're a kafutai? So, Toitzvus says something that a Toitzvus wouldn't say, we can never say. Now, Toitzvus is saying it because the Gemara is really saying it. But, says Tosis, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden, I understand why you didn't ask the Eibishter for help. Because if the Eibishter would help you, it'd have to be Makir Toiv, and you don't want to be Makir Toiv. So from the fact that you didn't tell it, Hashem, Adarabba, Tein Ata, this is a raya that you're a Kafui Toiv. Another raya, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden that you're a Kafui Toiv. Kfuye Toiv, v'dechsev, v'nafshenu kotza, belechem hakoloikel. The Yidden were complaining about the month. You're complaining about the month. The month's the best thing ever. How can you be complaining about the month? Now, there's a little bit of a long Rashi on the top of the Amud. Rashi says the Yidden were complaining specifically about the lechem, that it was koloikel. What does it mean, koloikel? So Rashi says it was kal, it was very light. It was nivla be'evarim. And Kiyodua, when the Yid ate from the mud, he never had to go to the bathroom. Now, Hashem made it that way on purpose. It was a big chesed, because to go to the bathroom would have meant going chus l'machana, for your machanecha kodesh, and it would have been a very challenging thing to do. But the Yidden were complaining, hey, you give me this light food, we don't even have to go to the bathroom. The one thing Hashem says that I had in zin your toiv, you're complaining about. So again, two mekoyros that the Yidden were kafui toiv. Now, Hashem told Moshe told the Yidden, you're kfuye toiva, b'nei kfuye toiva. Where do you find that they were b'nei kfuye toiva? Dechsev, ha'isha, ashen asata, imadi, hi nosna li min ha'etz va'oichal. And we know, famously, Rashi brings a chumash, that you see that Adam HaRishon was a kfuye toiv, because Hashem gave him a wife to be there for him, and when he had an opportunity, he blamed that matana that Hashem had given him on the fact that he ended up eating from the Eitz Hadas. Says the Gemara, so again, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yidden Teichacha. He tells them, you're kfuye toiva, b'nei kfuye toiva. Two places where you're kfuye toiva and you're elta zeder. Right, we all come from Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was also a kafuye toiva. Why are we mentioning it? For the first of the two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu is calling the Yidden kfuye toiva. Because when Hashem said, mi'itein v'hoi levavam zeh lohem, which is one of the themes of today's daf, what should the Yidden have said? They should have said, hoi lamloim retein ata. Right, help us out a little bit. The Marshal, by the way, asks the Kasha, help us out. I thought, kol b'dei shemayim, chutz mi'ir shemayim. It's the Marshal's Kasha right here. But we know a person could daven for siyata d'shmayim learning, havarabu toichiach, right? There's so much of our tefillah where we talk about this inyan of hu yiftach libeinu, same bilibeinu. So this is one of the themes of tefillah. So as it relates to tefillah, for sure this is something that you're allowed to daven for. Reb Tzadik and Pri Tzadik in an art, he brings from the Rebbe Rabbinim, that the Rebbe Rabbinim said, David HaMelech said, Acha sha'alti mi'esa Hashem, oisa v'ake shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chaya. So he said, he heard a beautiful taich, that the Rebbe Rabbinim said, that David HaMelech said, Acha sha'alti mi'esa Hashem. He said, I had one she'el of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what it was? That oisa v'ake shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chaya. That the only bakosh I should ever have is shifti b'veis Hashem. Right, you could daven to want. Not everybody's holding by davening the same bilibeinu. Not everybody feels that way. Not everybody feels that the only thing I should be interested in is Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Or Baham Mia, as Yidden, we have Asogis to at least daven for that. That my bakosha should be shifti beveis Hashem. But either way, so we mentioned it for that reason. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that, you know, Klai, so you know why you didn't tell Hashem tein ata? Because you were being a kafoy toif. Why, do you see their kafir? Because you don't want to be machzik type. Says the Gemara as a postscript to this. I've Moshe Rabbeinu le ramzam li Yisrael el achar bam shana. The Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he didn't hint to the Yidden this taina on them until the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. They were in Arvus Moiv at the time, and this is in Sefer Dvarim, right? The beginning of Sefer Dvarim starts Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it ends Zayin Adar. So it's all those like 5 or 6 weeks that all this is playing itself out. And it was then, at the end of the 40 years, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us to the Yiddish. Remember, the Pasuk says, Ba'ulich Eschem Ba'midbar Barm Shana, V'ksiv Lein Nasan Hashem Lochem Lei V'goymer. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu throws in this Teichacha. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi say, you know, you see from this, Shema Mino Koi Inish Adaiti Rabbi Adar Ban Shana. A person doesn't come to properly understand this Rebbe until 40 years. Now, this last Gemara here is a little bit sussum, and it's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Gemara. Rashi says that what the Gemara means when it says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yrom Zalam L'Yisrael, El Lach Arbam Shana. So Rashi says, Al Ma'af Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Nisker Losei Salib, Lo Yidav Zad Mem Shana. That's just like the Yidden didn't chap right away to say, Nu Tein Lanu, Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't chap, and it took him 40 years until he chap. Tosfos, and this Tosfos is on the bottom of Hayamad Aleph, even though it's Shayach Lam and Beis, says, well, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chap, then how come Moshe Rabbeinu have tainus on the Yidden? Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to the Yidden. Why didn't you say Teilonu? You yourself, Moshe didn't chap for 40 years. So how is it possible you would have tainus? And Tosfos struggles to understand Pashu Pshan the way Rashi understands the Sugya. And Tosfos brings from the Ria, hold it from Shah. And that is, that what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Ramzan? Not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chap. Moshe Rabbeinu chapped right away. But he felt that, I don't know if I could have tainus on the Yidden. Because, I don't know, they're new to this, right? They were in the Mem Tashari Tumah just a few moments ago. So all of a sudden, they didn't chap. I don't know if I could have tainus. Abinach Ferzigyar in the Midbar. Why didn't they say now, Tein Lanu? Is still not being gaimed on it? Now we have tainus. And Omar Rabbah says, Diri, you see from it, Adar Ban Shnin, like Koyanish Adai to the Rabbi, that it takes sometimes 40 years for a person to consult his Rabbi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the Yidden some rope over here. He's giving them 40 years. I'll work with you. Abinach Ferzigyar, you're still not being gaimed on it? Now I'm sorry. Now already I have tainus. So it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chop. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Yidden a little bit of leeway. But once 40 years pass, where a person is for sure koi inish adai to the rabbi, and you're still not, so what's going on over here? Oh, must be your kfuye toiva, ben benoy shal kfuye toiva. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu came then with his taina. One last Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Meshum Rabbeinu. Might this was trying the pasuk that says, Ashreichem Zayrik al kol mayim, Meshalche regel, Hashor v'hachamar. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Beis, a very famous pasuk. Every yeshiva bacher knows this pasuk. Right? Why? Because from Meshalche Regel Hashor V'Chamor, we learn that Veshilach Es Be'iroi in Bava Kama is Regel, as in Darba Ovois Nezikin. But regardless, so Ashreichem Zoyre Al Kol Moyin Meshalche Regel Hashor V'Chamor. So Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Noah said, what does this pasuk mean? He said, it's Fatos Man Shoiskim B'Toyro B'Milz Chasodim Ashreim Yisrael. Then when they're Oisik in Toyro and Chesed Yitzram Masur B'Yadam, they have total shlita over their Yitzhara. The Ein Hamasur Yad Yitzram. Yitzhara can't get that. Shenemar, you know what? You know that? You see it in this pasuk. Because it says, Ashreichem Zoyri al kol moyim. The Ein Zriya litztaka. Zoyri means staka. Shenemar, ziru lachem litztaka. Vikitzru lefichasit. The Ein mayim al atayrish. Shenemar, hoi kol tzamaluchu lamayim. So, you see that Ashreichem, meaning Ashreyem Yisrael, when you're Zoyri, when you do chesed, and you're al kol mayim, and you're learning Torah, Meshalchei regel ashar v'hachamar. Then the Yetzahara, the Shar, the Chamar, the Abavis Nezikin, they're gone. We can send them away. They're not going to have any shlita on you. And that's what this pasuk means. We learn from here that a person should always place himself at Torah like a shor v'chamor. So again, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Torah. Mayim means Torah, right? And then we say something about a shor v'chamor. So Chazal said that you see from here, a person should apply himself to Torah like a shor does to his oil, to his yoke, and like the chamor does to his masoi, to the packages that he's carrying. If you make yourself like a shor, la'oil, and you make yourself like a chamor la'masoi, like this, you're going to be matzlich. Now, this last gemara is also interesting because you see in this gemara that if a person wants to have shlita over the Yetzirah, what do you have to do? Chesed and Torah. We always know Torah. Barasi Yetzirah, barasi Torah, tavlin. So this is a gemara that says not just Torah, it's chesed as well. But either way, as it relates to Reh, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, by the way, we're really starting Avodah Zarah. So tomorrow, and there's a million digressions, but at the very least, we're going to start Avodah Zarah in terms of going back to the first line of the Masechta, Lefnei Eideim, Shalav Dekechavim, Shloisha Yamin, etc., etc. Regardless, so in today's daf, we had Rish Lakish's memra. Rish Lakish said, Boyu v'nachzik toiv alav yisenu. He made a very cryptic statement. He said, I believe we have to be makir toiv to our zaydis that worship the eagle. For were it not for the fact that they worship the eagle, anu loibonu loilam, we wouldn't have been on this world. Meaning, when the yidden were makabel the Torah, they reached an incredible, incredible madrega. After they worshiped the eagle, they lost that madrega. What was at stake was, would we be in this world, would we not be in this world? Had the Yidden remained on the Madrega that they were on when they were Mekabel the Torah, then we would not have come to this world. But because they worshipped the Egel, Anu Bono Lo'ilam, and as a result, we have to be Machzik Toiv Alav Yisein. Initially, the Gemara understood that what Rish Lakish was saying was that had the Yidden remained on the Madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah, they would have not procreated. There would have been no future generations. As a result, we would have literally not come to this world. Thus, we have to be makir toiv, that they worship the eagle. But then the Gemara said, after further review, can't be that's what Rish Lakish meant. Rish Lakish meant something else. Had the Yidden remained on the Madrega that they were on, where they were makabel the Torah, then they would have never died. So that although there would have been Puravu, but it would have been ki'ilu we're not in the world, because we would have been so insignificant relative to the Dardeya, relative to the Friya Digadayras. And it's for that reason, bo v'nachzik toivu la'avu yisenu. The Gemara then brought that really, this idea of whether or not when the Yidden were makabel the Torah, that meant that there would have been no Misa, is really totally the machlokes tanam. The Gemara brought two braises. One braise that blatantly contradicts this statement, that even after the Yidden were makabel the Torah and the Eibishter was in this ruach of halavai lemanyitav, I want to do so good, but at that point he didn't have the ability to say that the Malach HaMavis won't have shlita anymore, shekvar nigzer gzeira. That was one braise. But then we had Rabbi Yossi Shani Mukayimai, that was another braisa, who he said, no, when the Yidden were makabel the Torah, at that point, Misa was taka off the table, and it was only because of the Chet HaEgel, in Rish Lakish's words, Adank the Chet HaEgel, that Misa came, and because Misa came, oh, so now we're significant, because we're not competing against Gedolim from three generations. But the bottom line is, the way the Gemara comes out, L'maisa, is Rish Lakish said that when the Yidden were makabel the Torah, at that point, there was going to be no Misa in the world. It was only because of the Chet HaEgel that everything was undone. And really, its makar is in Tanan, the great Rabbi Yossi, who said the same exact thing in a braisa. Not just that, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yossi, they both rooted their halacha in the same exact psukim. Psukim in Tehillim, Perek Me Pei Beis. Ani Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'shas Ma'an Torah, Elekim Atem. Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, you're literally like Malachim, you're Bnei Elyon. But then afterwards they sinned, and after they sinned, Hashem said, Achein ka'odom tu musun, uka'achat asorim tipaylu. Now already, there's going to be Misa, now already you're going to die. So the takeaway is that when the Yidden were makabel Torah, really they were in a madrega of Elikim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and at that point there wasn't supposed to be Misa. I think the obvious tzushtel to this inyan is the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph. It's in Perek Vav, it's in the Haggah. And the Nefesh HaChayim there talks about the Madrega of Adam Arushan Kodem Achet and what happened after Adam Arushan ate from the Eitz Hadas. Nefesh HaChayim says that when Adam Arushan was created, he was 100% Kaddish. He had no Ra. He had no Tumah inside his guf. In fact, Even the Yetzirah that existed was the Yetzirah Mibachotz. It came in the form of the Nachal Shakadmoini, which was some external power that had the ability to get him to do what he wasn't supposed to do, which was, at that time, just one mitzvah, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. But Adam HaRishon himself, Elikim Asa as Adam Yashar. He was 100% Yashar, he was 100% right. After Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so then he brought a little bit of Tumah into his guf. And once he brought Tumah into his guf, said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, at that point, man would no longer be Yashar. He would no longer be 100% pure. But from that point forward, man would be made up of a taruvus of Kedusha and of Tumah. He would be, at that point, made up of Toiv and of Ra. And because at that point Ra entered his guf, everything changed. Number one, now the Yetzirah wasn't only Mibachotz. At that point, the Yetzirah was already Mibifnim. Man would now have this evil inclination. Not just that. At that point, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, every single maisa that a person would do, there would be a little bit of a taruvus of Ra. And that's the oimik of Ki Ein Tzadik Baretz Asher Yaseh Toiv Lo Yechta, that it's impossible for a person to do a Dover Toiv and there should be nothing lacking in the Dover Toiv, because it's automatically, inevitably going to have inside that Dover Toiv a little bit of a Shemetz, a little bit of Ra. Reb Chaim Volozhin said it's for that reason after Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there had to be Misa, right? Before Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was going to be no Misa. What was the reason for that? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, it wasn't an oynish. But the reason was because once there was Tuma that was engebacked in the DNA of man, it would be impossible for man to have his ultimate tikkun unless he's going to die. So pasha for the tikkun, in order to separate the toif and the ra, you have to go through the process of misa and equal basar. That's the only way for a person to be able to come through to that. And it's for that reason, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, at that point there had to be misa. That's the oimik, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, of the arbosh and meisu be'et yishal nachash. These were four people that be'etzem mitzad atzman had never done an aveira. They died, why? Because of etyoy shal nachash. What does that mean? It means because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it brought a tumor inside man. And because of that tumor, the only way for it to get away, you never did an aveir in your whole life, it doesn't matter. You're a ben benoy shal benoy of Adam HaRishon, who has in his metzias right now this tumor, and it's because of that tumor. It was because of that tumor, all of a sudden now, it had to be Nigzer Mises. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in one of the most Yisoydistig Shtiklach, and one of the most Yisoydistig Sfarim ever written, and Nefesh Chaim Sharalov, he lays out the before and after of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, V'hadvarim Atikin. One of the things that Reb Chaim Volozhin says, he says, that's the oimik in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Mipnei ma uivdei kechavim mezuam. Why is it that the uivdei kechavim have a certain tumah that Yidden don't have? It's shaloi omdo al Har Sinai. It's because they didn't stand on Har Sinai. Shabbashah shabon nachash al chavo, because when the nachash was ba on chavo. Now this idea that the nachash was ba, loshen bia on chavo, that's not mefurish anywhere in the psukim. Makar is this Gemara right here, Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. It's also an Indian that's mentioned as Zohar Kaddish. When we learned Chumash here in Parshas Bereishis, we said that in the Zohar Kaddish, Kayin was born from the Zuama of the Nachash, things that are way above our pay grade. But either way, B'shah sheba Nachash al-Chava hitu ba-Zuama. Yisrael she'amdu al-Harsinai, when the Yidden stood at Harsinai, paska Zuamasam. That Zuama went away. Aba oivdei kechavim shaloi amdu al-Harsinai, the oivdei kechavim that didn't stand on Harsinai, loi paska Zuamasam, their Zuama never went away. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that, what's the oimik in this Gemara? The oimik in this Gemara is that after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, because of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the forbidden fruit, and because the Nachash was Baal Chava, that was all part in the Teresh Vapeh of the Aveira, there was a certain Zuama that entered the Guf. Now, when the Yidduah stood at Har Sinai, that Zuama went away. The Zuama came back, and that's this Indian, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And then Reb Chaim Volozhin throws in one Dava Nifla. He says that what was one of the differences of Adam HaRishon Kaidim Achet, Adam HaRishon Lach Achet? Kaidim Achet, the Yetzar was not part of Adam HaRishon, it was the Yetzar Mibachot. It was Davka after the Chet that all of a sudden became Bibifnim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, one of the only times you ever find in history that all of a sudden the Nachash appears Mibachot is by the story of Har Sinai. Right, the 40 days, bon nachash v'rikid b'neiem. The nachash all of a sudden came back. Yeah, because when the Yidden were mekabel Torah, All of a sudden, Paskazu Amosan, and the Yidden went back to the Madreg of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. And because they went back to the Madreg of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, so now the Eitzahar wasn't Mibifnim anymore. Now the Eitzahar was Mibachot. Oh, the Eitzahar is Mibachot. So what happens? Ban Nochash. Now all of a sudden, the Nochash comes Mibachot. The Rikid Beinayim. Abavash Deiton, the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, and Perik Vav in the Hagah. That when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they went back to the Madreg of Adam Arish and Kaidim Achet. And it's Mefurish here in this Gemara. Yisrael Sha'amdo al Har Sinai Pasko Zuamasam. The Zuama that the Nochash HaKadmoini put inside the guf of Chava. If that's the case, it's poshnet what Rish Lakish is saying. It's poshnet what the Tana Rabbi Yossi is saying. That when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah at that point, it was Elikim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, and really the Malach HaMavis was supposed to have no shlita. The reason is because at that point they went back to the Madreg of Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet, and Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet, there's no Misa, nor Vos. The Yidden went ahead and they worshipped the Egel. And because they worshipped the Egel, they lost that Madrego. Oh, you lost that Madrego. Oh, chen ka'odam temuson. Now all of a sudden you're going to die like men. By the way, ka'odam arishon temuson. Oh, chen ka'odam temuson. Like the Pasuk says, ki b'yoy macholcha mimenu mois tamos. The day that Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, at that point it was Nigzar Misa. I think it's Poshet, I think it's Emes. That's the Oymik in this Gemara right here. Avodah Zarah, Daf Hayomer Aleph. The Mar Mokim is the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph. But I think there's a big Inyan that you see in this Gemara. Just to say it in brisker terms. I think what emerges from this Gemara is that L'chaira, there were two dinim at Maimon Har Sinai, right? When you think of Maimon Har Sinai, what was Maimon Har Sinai? Maimon Har Sinai was Kabbalas HaTorah. That's when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah. The whole world was created for the Torah. Bishvil Yisrael, Ubishvil HaTorah, Shenikru Reishas. That was the purpose of Maimon Har Sinai. So what's the Inyan of Maimon Har Sinai? That's the Maimon, when the Yidden now are going to be Mekabel the Torah. A b'shteit thought that there was another track, there was another din, there was another thing that was going on at Maimon Har Sinai. And that is Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. And Kemavur Nefesh HaChaim, the Yidden go to a Madrega where they're like Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet. That means there's a whole nother track, a whole nother din that's going on over here. Meaning, and Maimon Har Sinai, the Yidden got to Torah, that's one thing. And another thing is, they went to the Madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet. And I think it's a little sussum. What was Pshat in that other din? I understand Maimon Har Sinai, the Tachlis was to be Mekabel the Torah. Case, Yidden had to be Mekabel the Torah. Where is it wichtig that the Yidden should go to the Madreg of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet? What is that? And Dos State, obviously, if there's ever a time when you're supposed to pull Dos State out of your pocket, it's today, right? It's regarding this, because this is already Ein Li'Esek Ben Hastaris, right? This is Poshet. But at the same time, Shteitat, Sveita Din, for sure. That by Maimon Har Sinai, there was one din that the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, and there was another din, Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem, that the Yidden went to the Madreg of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. Just to bring out the Ha'ara a little bit better. That's Pasha L'chaira. That being Elikim, and being Bnei Elyon, and being Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, was not Ma'akiv in Kabbalah Sateira. You're going to tell me, oh, the Vada the Yidden had to be Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, because otherwise, how are they going to get the Torah? First of all, from the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, it's very mashma that the reason we got the Torah is because we were Bnei Adam, not because we were Malachim. The Malachim's Taina was Malu Yilud Isha Bein Eru. This is the Malachim's Taina. And the Ebeshet told Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyz B'chisei Koidi, V'chazer Lem Tshuva. It's a toss. It's a mistake. Fakert. We got the Torah. The Chassam Sofer says the first thing was, Tshuva Lachem Lo Yalecha. We got the Torah because we're Bnei Adam. Not because of the fact that we're Malachim. So in the Machshava of Kabbalah Satayr, it very much doesn't stem. But the Oid, the Yidden worshipped the Egel. They didn't lose the Torah. We are not Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet, and we have the Torah. The whole system is in place. So where was it wichtig that Yidden, all of a sudden, B'shas Matan Torah, they should revert back to Adam Arishon Kaidim Achet? It's very, very awesome. Again, the MS is probably related to things that are above my pay grade. But just one ha'ara, that maybe could shed a little bit of light on this Indian, and that is that I found B'hashkocha Nifla, a beautiful Maramakim, in the Sefer Chavis Yor. So it's not that Chavis Yor, but rather this is a Sefer Chavis Yor that was written by Rabbi Loza Kalir, and by the way, not that Rabbi Loza Kalir either. So it's a Sefer Chavis Yor that was written by Rabbi Loza Kalir. So who was Rabbi Loza Kalir? Just a little bit of an introduction. So he lived in the 1700s. He was an 18th century Gadol. He was an Einikol of the Ponemi Irois. The Meramash, Rabbi Meir Eisenstadt, not to be confused with the Meramash, who was a Talmud chaver of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. But this is the Baal Panim Eirois, and Panim Eirois' daughter was the mother of Rabbi Loza Kalir. He was a Rav in Bohemia, that's where Prague was, and he was a chaver of Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, the great Noida Yehuda. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Hakdama of the Tam HaMelech, which was written by Rabbi Baruch Yetlis, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Neid Yehuda, it's a pirish on the Shara Melech. So in the Hakdama, see, he talks about his two chaverim that he went to for askamas on his sefer. One was the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Loza Flaklis, and the other one is Rabbi Loza Kalir. So he talks a little bit about the greatness of Rabbi Loza Kalir. He says as follows. He says, "Va'achrei Mois Rabbeinu Yecheskel." He said, after Unzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau passed away, Nishmasei Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, Hu Ha'echad Hanisha Lanu B'mdina Seinu, Asher Einenu Olav. He's the one person that everybody looks towards. U'laharbei Melumdei Iri, Hu Nechshav Mamish Kimara da Asra. Says a lot of people from my city, they view him after the Noid Biyuda, they view him as the Mara da Asra. That's this Rabbi Loza Kalir. Now, this Rabbi Loza Kalir wrote many, many Svarim. Not Piyutim, maybe that also. But he wrote many, many Svarim. His most famous Sefer is the Or Chodosh, which was written on Masechtas Psochim, on Masechtas Kedushin. So he is the Baal Or Chodosh. He also wrote Svarim on Machshava. One of those Svarim is called Chavis Yoyer. So I literally opened up the Sefer Chavis Yoyer. I got it recently. And I opened it up Geirul HaGros style. Just Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I was together with Dovi. He's my aide. And I opened it up literally Geirul HaGros style. And the page I opened up to was page Lamed Ches. And I'm just going through. I said, let's learn a shtickle together. And we start going through together. And it's mamish verbatim Nefesh HaChaim Shara Aleph Perek Vav. It's mamish verbatim. It's eerie. He says word for word what the Nefesh HaChaim. These are Yisoidus, right? Savit, these are the Yisoidus. But he says word for word Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. And what changed when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he goes through this whole Indian. Incidentally, the way he starts, he brings in the beginning, he says, Shamati Oimer B'Shem HaGoyin HaRamah. That kinoch nafshei shel chamav, when the Ramah Shver was nifter, say he was maspidim. And he said as follows. He said, the pasuk says, v'chiyyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas, v'talisa oisa al eitz. Said the Ramah in his hesped on his shver, that the pasuk means as follows. V'chiyyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves. We know the word chet is milosh and chisarin. We had a raid bite on this not so long ago. The word chet always means something is lacking. V'chiyyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves. If a person is going to be lacking a mishpat maves, meaning this person is perfect, he's not lacking any mishpat mavis. For humas, and then you're going to find out that he died. V'talisa oisaleit, he should be toiled on the chet Eitz Hadas. Of the arbosh and mesu be'etir shal nachash. So if a person is chet, he's lacking mishpat mavis, yet for humas, so what's going on over here? Less din v'less dayan? Oh, v'talisa oisaleit. He should be toiled on this. But either way, he goes weiter, and he talks about this inyan, and then he says as follows. He says what the Nefesh HaChaim says. And after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the reason there had to be Misa in the world was because without Misa, there'd be no way to be mafrid between the Toiv and the Ra that now is part of the DNA. And as a result, in order for him to get a tikkun, he's going to need this. But he adds a little bit. He says as follows. He says, Elohim tikua inyin kach, shemash shenema b'Torah. We know what it says in the Torah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, kulo yirani ha'odom v'chai. This pasuk was said after the chet of Adam Rishon. But before the chet, when Adam Rishon was watching that first mitzvah that Eibishter gave him, his physical was all ruchni. And he was literally like a malach. And he was able to be a Yirani V'chai. He was able to see the Shechina even though he was alive. But after he sinned, v'shinot tzivas hamakim baruch hu, and he went away from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Hoya hashinui chayzel lebriyasai, pun intended. Shalukach min ha'afar. Now he was chayzel lebriyasai me'afarat, and all of a sudden he became a gushim. V'niskashim l'choymer, for whom mesach mavdol shlo yuchal lirois pnei ha'shchina ba'oida ha'choymer koruch ala keva. And now it's impossible for him to see the Shechina, because now we're ready. It's kilo yirani adam v'chay. Adi porid ha-nefesh min ha-guf. V'hine. Tachlis b'riyas adam hoya al-shem soifoy. Why was man created? It's al-shem soifoy. She'yuchalach so'iz b'noya ma-shem. That's the whole purpose. B'li kisufa. Throwing in the hamad kisufa, the Ramchal, right? But that's the whole purpose of why man was created. V'zeh e'efsh l'hasig ad-achar moisoy. This is not something a person can come until he dies. V'hashta osi shaper. And this is the pshak of why there had to be Misa. Incidentally, he also says this is why Adam Arishon was taken out of Gan Eden. What does the pasuk say? Hashem said, we better get Adam Arishon out of Gan Eden. Because if he's going to be in Gan Eden, he's going to eat from what? From the Eitz HaChayim, and then he's going to live forever. So what's the Eibush of Adam Arishon is going to live forever? No, it's not that he wants bad. Ki bevadai mi pi elyon leitet zeiro. Literally, the words of Nefesh HaChayim. Mi pi elyon leitet zeiro. Rak atoy vahu omar v'ato pen yishlach yodei. Kolei mer ato achachet. Sheneska shem. How is he ever getting? It's impossible now to be alive and to get the schar. The gods are all of Misa, Shule Toivosai, Laman Yucha, Lekabo, Schore, Meshulam. And he says, that's why Chazal said that Kitoiv Ma'oid, Zehamoves, Shube Emes Toiva Gedoiloka Amor. This is the greatest the Toiv in the world. He goes on and on and on. But in Rabbi Loza Kalir Sefer Chavis Yar, he says exactly what the Nefesh HaChaim said, but he adds a Hezbara that's not Mefurish in the Nefesh HaChaim. And that is, what does it mean that man now needs Tikkun in order for him to go weiter, and that's why he's going to have to die. Because the tachlis of a person is to be able to see. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is to be dovek by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Arishon Koidem Achet didn't need Misa because he was Kulei Ruchni. And because he was Kulei Ruchni, so he was able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu and have that dvekas even while he was Bechayim Chiyusoy. But once he sinned, now there's Ra inside of him. Now he is me'ofarata. Now all of a sudden he's a shinei achoizel lebriyasa. He was just neskashim. And because he was neskashim, there's a mesach mavdol, said Rabbi Loza Kalir. Now, ki lo yirani yodav v'chay. Now it's not possible anymore. So you know what you need? You need misa. Misa will be mafrid between the toiv and the ra. And when misa is going to be mafrid between the toiv and the ra, now all of a sudden a person's going to be able to go back. He's going to be able to see all over again. I looked back at the Nefesh HaChayim after going through this shnikel and chavis yar, and the truth is, Nefesh HaChaim says, he doesn't say it mefurish, but now that you read this piece, it's exactly what he's saying. Listen to this paragraph. V'zeu gam kenu inya masha amar hu yisbarach achakach. Heinu hodam hoya ka'acha mimenu, v'atu pen yishlach yada v'lochach gam yitz ha'chaim v'ocha v'chai lo'olam. Feit Reb Chaim V'losh, v'aloi chevtsa yisbarach shmoy lehetev lebruav. U'ma ich bisleyem yichya lo'olam. What? The art the eibish that a person's going to live forever. Amnon rotzo lo'im. Shekacha yoicha mi'etz ha'chaim. If man's going to eat from the Eitz HaChayim, v'chay lo'olam is going to live forever, yishar chas v'sholam b'lo'i tikkun. He's going to be left without a tikkun. Shelo yisporid haram mimenu ad olam chas v'sholam. Because there's going to be no way to be mafrid between his good and his bad. V'lo yirem ma'oirois v'toiva miyamav. And he won't be able to see ma'oirois. He won't be able to see the toiva. Ki lo yirani yod v'chay. It's going to be impossible. L'zois l'toivosoy gersha migan eden. K'dei sheyucha lovoy lidei tikkun gomor. A person will not be able to see ma'oiros v'toyva miyama. But here's the point. The point is that really a man was created with a tachlis. The tachlis is to see. Tachlis is to see. The tachlis is to be mizdabik. The problem is now that we're megushim ki lo yirani adam v'chay. And that's why we have to die. To go on to the next phase of our lives. So like this we'll be able to see. Now the Eibush could have just put us there. But then it would have been the Hamad HaChisufa. For it to be B'loi Kisufa, we get put on this world. And we have to fight the fight. And go through the struggles. But ultimately come out successful. And then through Misa, that Ra that entered our guf, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and when the Nachash was born, Chava was hit the Bazuama, that will be separated. Now we're going to go back to a Madrega where we're going to be able to see again. So maybe, Lafi Hana. The Rambam, everyone knows this Rambam, says in the beginning of Parakhas Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, he talks about all the nisim and aflois that Moshe Rabbeinu did for the Yidden when they were in the Midbar. And then the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yehiminu ba Yisroel mipnei ha'osei sha'asa. The Yidden did not come to an amunah Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he did. Sha'amai min al pi ha'osei siyesh b'libay doifi. Because v'nishvi, the Yidden, somewhere back of their mind, they doubted. And they were a little skeptical. How do I know these miracles are really, really true? I'm skipping a little bit. So when did the Yidden come to true Emunah? It was b'maimed Har Sinai. She'einenu ra'u, where our eyes saw. V'loy zar. V'aznenu shamu v'loy acher. Ha'esh. V'hakoylois. V'alapidim. V'hu nigesh ala rafel. V'hakoyl medaber elof. V'anu shoymen. Moshe, Moshe, lechem mar lehem kach v'kach. V'cheinu oimer ponim diber Hashem imochem. V'nem aloy esavoy seinu koris Hashem esabrisazois. Ela, it was done directly with us. From here, Klal Yisrael, when they saw with their own eyes and they heard with their own ears, Anoichi v'loyilcha, that's when they came to that Korah. That's when they realized that. That's when they realized that everything is 100% emes. And Maimed Har Sinai, the Yidden got the Torah, but there was an integral part of Maimed Har Sinai, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. And that is, it had to be that we got the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no other way, because if we weren't going to get it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would mean our faith is contingent upon something that's Yesh Achareo Doifi. And that's not tenable, because our faith is really the only thing we have. And as a result, it has to be 1,000% bulletproof. So the Eibishter gave us the Torah in a way where we were able to see. Einenu ro v'loy zar, oznenu shama v'loy acher. But the problem is, how were the Yidden going to see? How were they going to hear? It was impossible. Ki lo yirani adam v'chai. You can't come to these madregas. The Teretz is the answer. The answer, the etzah, the solution was Klal Yisrael went to a madrega where they were Adam Arishon Kaidem Ached. Adam Arishon Kaidem Ached said the Kalir. Adam Arishon Kaidem Ached zok the Nefesh Achayim. That's a madrega where you could see Ma'oros Miyamov. That's a madrega where you could see and you can be alive. That's maybe why it was wichtig for the Yidden to come to a madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidem Ached. To keep Torah mitzvahs, it's not Vichtig. Obviously, that's what we wish we had. But it's not Ma'akif. We're in Golas thousands of years. We're far, far, far removed from Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. And we're Chayiv and Torah and Mitzvahs. And we're doing what we're doing. Hopefully giving a Nachas Ruach to our Creator. But Kabbalah Satera, which had to be in a way where it was going to be Be'amuno She'in Achareo Doifi, that required Einenu Ra'u V'loy Zar, Aznenu Shamu V'loy Acher. And in order to come to that, something had to change. Something had to change. And what changed was we became Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. Then it says Chazal say that we did when Kabbalah Torah, there was a Indian of Parcha Neshmasa. We don't know what all this means. But on some level, they taka couldn't even handle it, but they got it back, right? We caught our composure. We slipped for a second, but we got it back. But that's the point. The point is that it couldn't be a Bechina of Kleirani Adam Achet. Could be that's the Indian. But regardless, one thing's for sure, that Shtei Tzvei Dinam and Maimed Har Sinai. On the one hand, when the year with Mekabel the Torah, we got the Torah. On the other hand, we also got this incredible Madrega, a Madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. Maybe it's related to the Rambam Hilchas Yisayda, HaTorah Perachas Halacha Aleph. Either way, Tvarim, Neskovim, above our pay grade, but just again, we're learning Divrei Agada, a little bit of a Ha'ara.